You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The University of Texas at El Paso is preparing to undergo a transition it hasn't had to face in more than 30 years. Its longtime president is stepping down, and a new leader will need to take her place. But the person the UT System Board of Regents chose as the sole finalist for the job is rubbing a lot of folks at the university the wrong way. The candidate is Heather Wilson, most recently Secretary of the Air Force, and before that, President of a university in South Dakota. She was also a U.S. representative from New Mexico once upon a time. So what are the main concerns about Wilson? Well, for that, we are turning to Guillermina Gina Nunez-Mshiri. She is Vice President of UTEP's Faculty Senate and directs the university's Women's and Gender Studies program. Dr. Nunez, thanks so much for your time.
It's great to have this opportunity to talk to you all today.
So let's begin with what I understand are objections to the process of how Heather Wilson was chosen. Could you tell us a little bit about your concerns there?
Well, I think the concerns start with a lot of the what we don't know about the process. We know that there is a search committee, a hiring firm that identifies candidates. We don't know how diverse that pool was. We know that the search committee is comprised of people appointed by the regents, mostly people from the business community and others, but the local community didn't really have much of a say of who would represent El Paso as a community rep. We did have members of the faculty represent us, mostly former presidents of the faculty senate.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they were on the minority. They were not on the majority of the search committee. So they also had to sign a non-disclosure form. So we can't hear much about the process from them either.
But presidential searches are often secretive. I mean, you look at what happened in 2017 at the University of Texas at San Antonio. There wasn't a whole lot of public discussion over who the candidates were.
Yes. So this whole process is secretive for many reasons. You know, people still have jobs and they want
right.
to keep their jobs.
Right.
We knew a new leadership was coming. But what we didn't know is, you know, the process of having a leader selected and appointed and then the response to it. Okay, this person has been appointed. What do we know? So what do people do? They Google the person and then we pull up the records and voting records and we find that that voting record has been problematic. We have a candidate whose voting record has been anti-LGBT. She has voted in the past against Pell Grants. And when we have a student demographic with a household income of $24,000 average, that's a concern. You know, we have a large Latino demographic at the University of Texas, El Paso. And when we have a candidate that has had an anti-ABCD a record, you know, anti-LGBT and anti-this and anti-that, it's really concerning for us.
Let me ask you about the fact she's a white Republican former congresswoman, and she's also a Trump-appointed U.S. Air Force Secretary.
Yes.
Is that the real objection here, that she has been appointed by President Trump and that she's a white Republican?
I think it's a concern that we're on the U.S.-Mexico border. We're at the epicenter of major humanitarian challenges, immigration, civil rights, children being separated from their parents. And then we get someone that has been in alignment with the current administration that clearly doesn't understand what we have been going through.
Is it possible that once you get to know her, once you get to meet her, if you had more of an opportunity to learn about her other than what you find on Google, that you could be persuaded to support her?
I'm very hesitant. I have to be very honest. I'm very hesitant. I think scholars always try to do their research, and we have to do our research, and we have to see. I'm a social scientist. We want to look at patterns and hope that she will break those patterns and hope that she will break the negative patterns. You know, we're on the border, and to a certain extent, we're very far removed from decision-making entities, but it doesn't mean we don't matter.
Guillermina Gina Nunez-Mshiri is Vice President of the University of Texas at El Paso's Faculty Senate, and she also directs the university's Women's and Gender Studies program. Dr. Nunez, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.